Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
I love to share with you things that the missionaries, Rick and Becky Martin, give. And they've been over in Iloilo City in the Philippines for many years, and what a work they have there. I've been there multiple times. They're my dear friends, and what they're going to share, or I'm going to share from them, certainly illustrates our heartbeat and our thrust here at BIMI, and that is, we believe missionaries go out and tell people about what Jesus Christ did on the cross for them and lead people to a saving knowledge of Him. But then that's not all of it. We plant churches so that those people can grow and learn and do the same thing themselves. So for a year plus now, Brother Martin's been writing a series of prayer letters. I've shared much of this information with you all in the past around that theme of starting churches. And they mentioned, to begin with, starting Bible colleges. And then their graduates, in turn, started Bible colleges. And then training married men in the church so that they can minister and help. And then the last couple of times, their letters were about sending out foreign missionaries. And they have done that from the Philippines and are still doing it. So let me tell you a little bit about that starting today. Mario Granada is the youngest brother of Juanito Granada, one of the missionaries in Haiti. And I mentioned in our last letter that Juanito was able to win all of his 8 brothers and sisters to Christ while he was in Bible college, except for Mario. He was living with a priest in his home place, and Juanito would ask his brother to come to Iloilo City so that we could witness to him. The priest would not allow him to come. But one day, Juanito had an idea. His graduation service was coming up, and he asked Mario to ask the priest if he could come to attend the graduation. And the priest probably thought, what could happen at a graduation ceremony? He doesn't know Brother Martin and their church very well. So he allowed Mario to attend, and we always have an invitation at our graduation so visitors who are open to the Lord can receive Christ as Savior. And Mario came to the service, and he got saved. And then he came to Iloilo Baptist College, and he graduated. And while here in Bible college, he met his wife, Diana, and they got married and have been in Zambia, Africa, for 28 years now. Well, that's a wonderful story. A little girl named Diana, who was raised by her blind aunt, started attending one of the extension classes in her neighborhood in 1979 here in Iloilo City. I had been in that home. It's the smallest home I've ever been in. It's about 4 feet by 6 feet. And Diana received Christ as Savior at one of the classes and started riding one of the jeepneys that was picking up children in that area for Sunday school. When she became a teenager, she joined a youth group at Iloilo Baptist College and later surrendered to go to Bible college. And in 1985, she enrolled in Iloilo Baptist College, graduated in 1990, and after graduation, she went to work as the Dean of Ladies at the new Bible College started by Pastor Billy Kalem, a graduate, of course, of the college there. While in Bible college, she fell in love with Mario Granada, who worked on the staff here for 5 years and then surrendered to go as a missionary to Zambia. And together, they went to Zambia in 1996 and started a church and a Bible school. When Becky and I first visited them in 2010, we attended his pastor's conference, and there were more than 40 pastors there.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.